Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are on a Monday morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday Morning Motivations with Bob Prentice and co-host Casey Crabtree. Well, here we are back again on a Monday morning. Good morning, Casey. Nice to connect with you on this fine day.
Good morning to you too, Bob. It is Monday already here again, right? It seems like we just did the show. It's amazing how fast the week goes, and we get to kick her off right again today.
Well, you know, that is so important too, Casey, to kick off that Monday morning on the right foot, and we want to do our very best in helping our listeners accomplish that very thing. And our goal today is lots of inspiration, lots of motivation. And, of course, today's a special day. This is President's Day. To our, you know, special kudos to our leaders, current and past. Wow, what a big day this is. This is like a legal holiday. We could just take the rest of the day off, Casey.
Well, I think some folks are, and good for them. They should enjoy the day off. For those of us that have to go back to it, I think we should just reflect a little bit on some of the leadership lessons. I know now we always seem to reflect on our presidents here the last maybe 20 years, not with the same light as we do some of those that were early on, but there's a lot of fun leadership lessons to go back and learn from if a person wants to go back and study those.
Well, one of my boys is great on the presidents. He loves studying the president. I should have had him on the radio here this morning, but Josh just loves the history of the presidents. And I have a grandson that's really big on presidents too, and they got this great big menu kind of a thing that they pull out and has all the presidents and little bits of trivia about these presidents, you know, and oh my, we can go a whole evening talking presidents of the United States in our homes. And quite the subject, actually, you know, there's quite a bit of history there. And but you know what's really kind of fun about this thought this morning here on a Monday morning with, you know, this presidential kind of a day and everything, is that, you know, we were talking about, you know, a lot of people have to, because it's a holiday, a lot of people have to, quote, go to work, and a lot of people get the day off. And but, you know, those of us that have to show up at specific work sites or workplaces or have our businesses, we don't really go to work anymore. We go to fun. We wake up in the morning and we do what we do with such a passion and such joy that they wouldn't even have to pay us. We just would do it for free. We love what we do so much. We call it fun. So we don't go to work. We go to fun, right, Casey?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I agree with you, Bob. That's a great way to look. Great way to look at stuff. It kind of ties in perfectly. One of my favorite presidents is Abraham Lincoln. I just, you know, what happened with the Civil War, all that, of course, is a lot of fun to study him. But and you tie it up perfectly there when you're talking about fun and what you make up your mind. He's got a fantastic quote that was out there that says, "Most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be." And I think that just ties in perfectly with what you said, and it's awesome that it comes together, and it's so right. It depends on how happy you want to be. If you look at your job as something, a grind that you don't want to do and you're dreading it, then that's kind of what you're going to feel like, right? If you get excited about it and you're looking forward to it, you're going to have a lot of fun at it too.
You know, love what you do and you'll never have to work a day in your life. I've never actually ever woke up in 25 years and gone to work. I don't even know what that would be like. I mean, I have to create work like cleaning out the chicken barn, or shoveling a load of wood chips or something. I have to create work around my world. Laborious type work where you work up a sweat type work, but my world is just pure fun. And what's amazing is I get compensated for going to fun every blooming day. And I know a lot of people like that. You are like that, Casey. You go to fun every day and you get compensated for it. Our guest on the show here today works very, very, very hard, but gets compensated. But I know our guest is really a very fun lady too, on top of it. And she goes to fun, but it's hard work. Yes, we have hard work. Oh, Bob here, he works up a sweat, but it can still be fun and enjoyable and have a passion for it. And a lot of our presidents, I suppose, in history, they got into public service and they got passionate about it and about helping mankind. And I suppose that's why they were propelled to those positions of power, was their passions, probably more than their anything else. Wouldn't you think, Casey?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's the biggest job on the face of the planet. I mean, there's only a very, very few that could, although a lot of people run for it, there's only a very few that could handle it. Whether you agree with the president or don't, for political reasons, any of the presidents, that's up to you, I guess. But the position and the leadership role that they're in is pretty amazing if you started to think about the responsibility that falls on their shoulders.
No, you got to respect the office, that's for sure. And
no wonder they age about 50 years in their right. Beginning of their term to the end of their term. You ever see that, Bob?
Oh yes. Oh, the gray
pictures.
Hair coming on. Yep.
The pictures
yep.
of them when they come in to when they
the
leave.
Before, during, and after. Yep. Got to be an incredible toll, and like I said, we definitely got to respect the office, and we do here respect that office, that position, and of leadership, and we should pray for our leaders. Boy, if there's anything we should do, it should be that. So it's a special day. It's President's Day here on Monday Morning Motivations. We have a special guest this morning. I'm really excited to get to our special guest, and we'll do that here in just a moment. But first, this very special message from one of our fine sponsors here on Monday Morning Motivations.
Are you looking to restore your skin to your once youthful appearance, or perhaps keep yourself youthful right from the beginning of your youth? After years of study, research, and collection of data, a Yale University professor in predictive genomics developed a process to extract the essence from organically grown fruits and vegetables without harming its texture or genetics. Sandra Harshman, CEO of FCX DNA, offers these DNA products, which offer potent nutrient blends of vitamins, minerals, and other extracts to delay and reverse aging by stimulating skin cell regeneration and provide optimal, nourishing, and moisturizing for the face, body, and the hair. This results in youthful skin, fuller hair, and a nourished body. FCX DNA has a complete line of weight management, sports training products, and DNA testing. Visit FCX-DNA.com.
Back again here on a Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday Morning Motivations Radio. Your host today, Bob Prentice, with my co-host, Casey Crabtree. Now, if you'd like to chat with us this morning, feel free to give us a call, 347-989-0932, and we'll get you in the switchboard here. But, Casey, I'm very excited to bring to the table here today on President's Day a very, very special guest. Our featured guest here this morning is Tanya McGeorge. She is an author, an entrepreneur, and owner of McGeorge Mobile Massage. Now, Tanya has logged over 17,000 hours in massage experience over the last 9 years. And, of course, she prides herself on customer service. Tanya has recently published her first book. How about that? A sci-fi mystery novel, and it is entitled Catherine Tales and the Jeweled Thief. Tanya McGeorge, welcome to the table here this morning on Monday Morning Motivations.
Good morning, Bob and Casey. How are you doing?
Good. Great, actually. And thank you, Tanya, for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule here to come and chat with Casey and I and our wonderful listeners today. And we want, boy, your book gets my attention right off the bat. There's so many questions we have here today. But first of all, Tanya, just maybe tell us a little bit about who you are and what our listeners might need to know about Tanya McGeorge.
Well, like you said, I'm Tanya McGeorge. It pretty much sums it up.
yeah.
I do own and operate McGeorge Mobile Massage. My husband helps me run my business because I need a team player to do all the fun stuff like advertising and making the computer do what it needs to do while I'm out massaging. I'm the product, so I need somebody there to help me run the product, help me run laundry, all that fun stuff. So I
sure.
really couldn't do it without him.
It's a team.
But we specialize in helping people feel extraordinary every day. It's not just because it sounded good on a brochure. It's really what we believe. And I feel like I do that through my massage. I travel to my client wherever they are. That's no matter how far you are, we will be there as long as the roads are open. I also have a studio location in Kimball at Polish Salon and Day Spa. And, you know, it's just been such a wonderful 9 years. We're actually almost to our 10th anniversary. And just being able to accomplish what we have in such a short amount of time has been really amazing. You know, that 17,000 hours, that's just hours. That's not even the people that I've met. That's just, you know, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour here, it all adds up. So, you know, I've actually met over 17,000 people. That's
sure.
just mind-boggling, you know, just to get to
yeah.
see those numbers. And
yeah.
I really appreciate my customers because, you know, they're the backbone of making it work for me. And so I make sure to give them great customer service back.
Well, let me just be a living example for you. I remember one time I was in extreme pain, very bad pain. And in my back, and you came, I'm one of those 17,000 hours in there somewhere, you came, and you worked your magic, so to speak, and oh my, everybody needs to hear, and that's why you're on the radio today with me, everybody needs to hear about Tanya McGeorge, my goodness. Now, you went to a lot of school for this, you didn't just one day wake
yep.
up and decide you were going to start rubbing bodies.
Well, actually, I kind of did. I've actually been massaging since I was 5 years old. My grandma taught me how to massage, and that at the time was just feet. But, you know, over the years, everyone was like, just, you know, you're really good at massaging. You should really go to school. And I was like, okay, great. You know, I'll take that into consideration, you know. Well, fast forward, and life going its wonderful directions that it does. And, you know, I've always helped people. I've always been into that realm where I just wanted to make somebody's day. And no matter how I did it, making somebody's day was just how I live and breathe. So I was at a job fair, and IntelliTech Colleges was there, and that was in Grand Junction, Colorado. And they said, you know, we've got some really fun courses if you want to come over and do that. And I said, well, you know, what's really important to me is that when I get out of college, I don't just have a degree, but I have experience. Because here I get this big degree, I pay all this money, I don't have any experience. And all the jobs out there, they say you have to have experience. So they said, well, actually, that's what we do. We're a technical institute. And I was like, cool. So I went out, and they give you this really cool test. It's a personality test, and it tests you in what you are going to be the most successful at. And I was between medical assisting and massage therapy. And they said, well, why do you want to be a massage therapist? And I pretty much told them the same thing I'm telling you guys. You know, I've just done it. Everyone said I was always really good at it. And to me, you know, learning how not to hurt somebody was very important.
Right.
So they said, well, let's take you over and show you the massage therapy gear. And they showed me a table, and I was just, like, sold. And so I started school, and I've just been doing that since. I knew what I wanted to do, knew whether I wanted to go. I actually had my whole business plan before I even started business class, so that was a pretty easy A. At the time, though, I was actually HOPED Massage Therapy, which was an acronym for Helping Ordinary People Feel Extraordinary Every Day. And well, you know, I did that for 2 years, and then I met my wonderful husband and moved to South Dakota. And things went from there, and then I changed the business name to McGeorge Mobile Massage because it just flowed better. And we still kept the helping people feel extraordinary every day as our motto. And we've really been doing that this whole time. It's really exciting. You know, part of that 17,000 hours is my education. I continue my education every 2 years as required by South Dakota, but not just because of that. A lot of my last certificates have actually been yearly because I felt that they would help my clients better. I see different people with different things, and I know sometimes my education isn't all the way up to snuff that particular time, but I'm like, can you give me time to research this? Let me come back, and I'll see if I can't help you better. And so they really appreciate that, too.
Well, you know, the thing that keeps getting my attention is you what you refer to as the mobile massage. You go right to their home. You go right to their place of business. You go right
to
where they
anywhere.
Want. You go anywhere, right where they want you to be, whether it's a pheasant hunter's lodge at the end of the day, and you're going to do all those pheasant hunters for them, or wherever. You're not expecting everybody to beat a path to your door. You'll go out and beat a path to their door. That's pretty
exactly.
unique.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm. As far as I know, I'm the only one in South Dakota that does it. I'm not. I know that there's people who do it outside of South Dakota, but not quite to the level I do it because I'm even willing to go out of state. I have been clear to Washington State, so literally no place is too far.
There you go.
That was a really fun adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And that is right. You know, it's a really nice double meaning. It's not just like we make you mobile again. It's literally we will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
double meaning, I guess.
A lot of people catch that. Yeah.
I hadn't got the double meaning. I just got it that you went out and traveled. But I definitely know that after you worked on my back, I could move around again. So that is a double meaning there. So that's very, very clever. And, you know, it takes cleverness this day and age in business. You've got competition and you've got that. But, you know, when you put out a quality product or service, in your case, you know, people talk about you. You know, that old adage about mouth, and that is truly, truly a very important thing. And but you know, you got to take care of people. Customer service is obviously, you know, the king and queen here of business. And any special customer service stories that have proven well for you? You know, maybe a time where you took care of somebody and it paid off. Do you have an example of great customer service for us?
Yeah, I actually do. You know, I think it's really the thought that counts. I know that's kind of an old adage where they say, you know, at least it's the thought that counts. But it really is, you know, knowing how people feel about things. A lot of the time, customers, it's their first time. It's their first time getting a massage. It's their first time walking into your store. And, you know, knowing how they feel from their perspective, one of the main things that really helped me develop the great customer service that I have is I read an article about these two ladies that had walked into a salon, and they're like, okay, well, you know, and they're not explaining everything. They're, you know, what's undressed to my comfort level? You know, are you going to keep me draped? I have to put my face in something that looks like a toilet seat. You know, all of these things. And being somebody that had never thought about that, or, you know, yeah, I'm going to go to school to touch people. But it's such an intimate thing, and a lot of people don't realize that. And so, you know, just helping them feel comfortable about what's going to go on. I personally carry insulated bags for warm sheets. I developed my own thermal case to keep the table at the right temperatures, hot or cold. I bring hypoallergenic lotion for everyone. A lot of people have allergies. They're allergic to scents. They can't stand certain scents. So unscented is very important. Just being willing to climb over snowdrifts because they didn't shovel or clear a path. And then just being there for them as a friend and a therapist, it's more than just, oh, yeah, you're my customer. Thanks. Have a nice day. I really care about you. I really want what's best for you. And I'm going to do what I can to help that. And really, that has paid off the most. Just being honest with everybody about everything. You know, why such and such is, you know, muscle is working against you to, you know, this is what I do, here's how it is, I'm, you know, strictly professional, there's those questions out there, you know, even after 9 years. So
yeah.
It's just knowing how to approach the public, too, and the positivity of that has really paid off. You know, they go and they tell people that whole word of mouth, and that brings people in.
It does, and it works so well, and obviously you've done very, very well in the quality of the delivery of your work. I mean, what's the average business last 2 to 3 years, and you're already 9 years in, so obviously you're putting out a quality product and service. Your massive numbers of hours of, you know, the 17,000 hours in massage experience, that's very huge. And
right.
and yet you're a mom and a wife and you have a family and you have other hobbies and many people are probably wondering, how do you do it all?
Well, and that's actually part of the fun of how we have it all set up. My husband, being the business manager and domestic manager, that's his official title. He's been blessed to be home for 5 years out of that 9, and we've just really worked together. The kids, they help out around the house. They make it so easy for me that I can come home and we can just have fun. And they make sure that I'm taken care of as much as I make sure they're taken care of. You know, just all of those things, and that's really important to me. And, you know, that's something we're always talking about. You know, it's like, okay, guys, you know, you're my pit crew, and does the race car driver get out of the car and wash all the windows and change all the tires and everything? And they're like, no. And I'm like, that's because the race car driver has to get back, you know, be in the car and ready to go. And that's how it is with me. You know, I come home from first client, I have to reload or redo this or do this.
No.
And so just having them be able to go here, do this, and it just takes less time. And then I have more time for them in the end.
Right.
So
right.
They really appreciate that. And then just being so supportive, you know, they know what I like doing. They know how I'm helping people. As long as I bring them home the juicy details about, you know, what people do and who I massaged and, you know, like an ex-NFL
right.
player, those kind of cool details
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, right, right.
So,
right. Oh, great. You know, and the fact that it's a family-based business, family-based enterprise, and that even helps you deliver the quality and the and that total customer service mindset that you've utilized to build your business on. And that's neat that it's family-based. I'm encouraged by that. And yet, great to hear that they're all contributing in a healthy, positive way, because that allows you time then to do your fun stuff, too. And
right.
It looks like you're a writer also here. You published your first book.
Yes, I did. I'm very excited about that. You know, it actually started as a game that Justin and I play. That's my husband. And he gives me a sentence, and I make a story. Well, with five kids, you have to be really good at telling stories. And so, you know, just I would write down stuff, and I've actually been creatively writing since I was in middle school, so obviously I have other stuff too, but could never make it past writer's block. And so his challenge was to end the story in such and such way. And so that was really challenging, and that's where the book came from. I was able to work it out with him, and he helped me with a couple different things, but it's all my imagination, and, you know, just showing the kids I can do that on top of everything else really helps show them that, you know, no matter what you do, as long as you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Oh. And that I think that's probably been the coolest thing. And then I love reading, and I think it's not the true test of an author isn't necessarily that you got published or that you are really good at writing. It's whether or not that person can pick up the book and say, have a smile on their face when they're done, hungry for more. And if you encourage one person to want to read another book, then you've done your job.
Yes.
And that's my goal. You know, I've always strived to be the best at whatever it is I happen to be doing. And whether that's being a mom or, in my kids' eyes, superhero, you know, being an excellent wife, being a good business owner, an entrepreneur, I'm always striving to be pushing towards a higher goal.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, we're going to be right back in just a moment with more from Tanya McGeorge. And she is our featured guest here today on Monday Morning Motivations Radio. Tanya, she's logged over 17,000 hours in massage experience in the 9 years she's had her business, and prides herself on customer service. We'll be back with more questions from Tanya. And so, Casey, maybe you got a couple questions too. By golly, we'll have more in just a moment on Monday Morning Motivations. Over the last 30 years, I've had this incredible privilege to have helped over 350,000 people achieve their goals, their dreams, and their desires in their lives by simply equipping them with the tools and the resources and the ideas they needed to get the job done. Well, that's what we do. We help people. Coaching, encouraging, challenging, motivating, inspiring. Over 30 years of helping people all over this planet. I'm so very privileged. My name is Bob Prentice. My friends, they call me Mr. Attitude. Find out more at MrAttitudeSpeaks.com. Back again here on a Monday morning. Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to Monday Morning Motivations Radio. If you'd like to ask our special featured guest here this morning a question, feel free to give us a call, 347-989-0932. That's 347-989-0932. Our featured guest today, Tanya McGeorge, McGeorge Mobile Massage, and just having a wonderful conversation. I know, Casey, you're chomping at the bit here to get involved in this too, and I don't mean to hog the program here this morning. She's just Tanya is just so such a wealth here, and we want to tap that source. So Go ahead.
No, absolutely. I'd love to join in. Tanya, I do have a question. Now, I know a lot of folks I talk to, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be curious, and a lot of people are interested in being an author, writing a book. What was the first step that really pushed you on there? I know you talked about it a little bit, but talk to us a little bit more about that, and tell us what advice would you give to somebody who's looking to maybe write a book or join you, whether it be a sci-fi or something else, any genre, but somebody that's looking to be an author just like you are.
Well, I think in being an author, the best place to be starting is just have an awesome creativity in, you know, what you're going to say, what you're doing, you know, from you got to know where your story's going. That's pretty much how I got past my writer's block. Knowing where the story's going to end helps you get to the beginning. And I know that sounds funny, but really it's easier to almost write backwards than forwards. And once you have that general concept, then you can get to the middle and the beginning, and then you can start all over and go beginning, middle, end, and then add in the extra details. I know with the sci-fi mystery novel, you know, for me, I set my book into the 30th century because I was like, yeah, that'll give me plenty of room to work with, you know, just for the plausibility of the story. I know I have other ventures that I want to do, and those are going to take a little more time because I want them done right. You know, the story itself, it's actually been 4 years in the making, and I just finished it this last January. But what really helped is there's actually a contest that is done every November through NaNoWriMo. It's really funny spelled. But from November 1st to November 30th, you write 50,000 words. And this is to encourage authors to get those back burner projects off the back burner. You know, sit down, get to writing. Even if you don't make it, you've done more than you had October 31st. And because, you know, you don't make a lot of money as a writer, and life gets in the way. And you know, like me, I've got a business to run, and how
right.
You sit down and just type out a story, you know.
Yeah, that brings me to my next question, Tanya, is how did you find time for it? I mean, was there a special, computer people would call it, is there a hack for it, a life hack? But what did you do that gave you the time? How did you do that? I mean, you got a business, five children, and I know you said your husband helps a ton, but it still has to take you a lot of time to write something like that.
It does take a lot of time, but, you know, a lot of the time, I guess there is kind of a hack. It's making time. You know, everybody has to have you time. I have me time. It's that time where I sit down and I stop what I'm doing and I focus on a hobby or a craft or whatever it is I want to do. And whether or not the kids are involved is a different matter. Most of the me time, it's just for me. So, and my husband and kids know that, you know, and so I can sit down and, you know, okay, 2 hours, that can be quite a lot of typing if you're a pretty good typer. Or, you know, it's story formatting, it's, you know, doing all those things. And, you know, I wrote it for them too. You know, I want them to want to go curl up in the library and read a book. And, you know, so much of that's being lost nowadays with the instant computer stuff, and, you know, it's at your fingertips, and why should I research anything? And, you know, so that was the other inspiration behind the book was, you know, I want you to go out and go, hey, is this stuff really real, or is she just, you know, making it up off the top of her head? And so it's those things, and, you know, just making the time. For... Every day that I work really hard, we make sure to play as hard. You know, sometimes, yeah, it does take a little bit longer before we have that weekend to ourselves. But I say, okay, nope, today we're going to go and we're going to go to Brookings or we're going to go to Aberdeen or we're going to go here. And so the kids know that the harder mom's working, the more fun we're going to have at the end. And then I have Sundays off, so I can work on it on Sunday too. You know, it's my rest. And it just makes it really fun. Plus, you know, you don't always have clients. You don't always have something to do, and so just utilizing your time to the best of your ability, that's probably the other hack. You know, don't just be sitting on the computer scrolling through everything, or you know,
sure,
laying on the couch or whatever. You know, I make use of my time.
Sure. No, that's great advice. I hopefully that kickstarts somebody out there that's listening, that's just been waiting on a great idea to write something. It is quite an accomplishment, Tanya, that you're able to do that. I think a lot of people wish they could add that to their resume, and that's it, to be an author, right? And that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, you know, and that was something for me. You know, it's like, it would be really cool to meet a published author. Well, now all I have to do is get up and look in the mirror and, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that is really neat. And, you know, the other thing is just knowing who to publish with, and there's a lot of great self-publishing programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
I personally went through blurb.com. They help you with the tools and the formats, and that's any gender.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped too in getting it out there. And then they help you set up your own store and all of that. And it's pretty easy. They take a lot of, you know, the hard work out of it. And so I can't be more grateful to that and their program. So
beautiful. Well, you know, this has been certainly an enlightening conversation, because I already pulled out the idea from you, Tanya, to write from the end of the book, from the end of the story, first of all. And so there's my nugget today. I've got a couple of projects I'm working in. I got some writer's block on, and I never thought of going to the end of the book and working there. So thank you. You unblocked some of my thinking here today, and I am just very thrilled that it worked out. I reached out on social media looking for guests, and Tanya responded just lickety-split, and I couldn't help myself but say, hey, this is the perfect guest for our radio show. So, Tanya, you have fulfilled that in so, so many ways here today. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want all of our listeners to find out about how they can connect with you, okay? Your phone numbers, websites, the whole shebang. So in just a moment, we'll be right back with more from Tanya McGeorge. But let me ask this question, listener. Is your basement wet? Is your basement kind of stinky? Or how about, do you have cracked walls in your basement? Well, we have a solution for you. Serving South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska, Northern Basement Solutions. Now, they focus on waterproofing, foundation repair, indoor air quality, radon mitigation. This is Northern Basement Solutions. I called them. It's a smart decision. You should call them too. 605-789-0933. That's northernbasement.com, Northern Basement Solutions. A friend of Monday Morning Motivations Radio. Back again here this morning. If you have a quick question for our guest today, give us a call, 347-989-0932. And also, Tanya, maybe one of our listeners is really needing a massage and they want to reach out to you. How and what is the best way that one of our listeners could connect with you here on Monday Morning Motivations Radio?
Well, the best way is to call my cell phone. That's always on me. If I'm with a client or away from my phone, just leave me a detailed message. But that phone number is 605 1-877-871-9742. And I get back to you as soon as I can if I am busy. And we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, that's easy. My goodness. And McGeorge Mobile Massage. She'll come to you, people. And that's pretty darn special. Tanya, thank you from both Casey and I. My goodness, this was a great way to start off the week. Maybe just you have a nugget for us, a bit of advice for somebody that might be listening out there. You have that little snippet of an idea. Any other final suggestions for us today, Tanya, as you part from our connection today?
Yeah, I sure do. You know, getting a massage really helps. It's for everyone, whether you're a business owner or an employee that needs a special thank you for working hard. Everyone deserves to feel extraordinary, and that's something I specialize in doing. I'm happy to help anyone. Most of the time, it doesn't matter if you're disabled. It doesn't matter at all for anything. I've specially trained to help anybody that comes through my door, or I go through your door, as I'm quoted, since I come to you. But, you know, my business is I come to you. So, you know, whatever you need, we can make it work. And, you know, it is really for everyone.
Well, I have to share one more thing also. My wife was working at the local newspaper there in Miller, and they worked out a deal with you to come and do massages for all the employees. And I think that's a great idea for any business owner that's listening today to hire Tanya and have her come in and give massages to all your employees while they're on the job at their break time or at lunch break. I just think that's a great business strategy. And I think that would be my best advice for a business owner that may be listening today, to get a hold of Tanya McGeorge and McGeorge Mobile Massage. One more time, Tanya, what's that phone number one more time?
605-871-9742.
Excellent. Thank you, Tanya, for joining us today on Monday Morning Motivations Radio. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Great week, Tanya. Thank you, everybody,
too.
For tuning in today. You bet. Wow, what a treat. What a pleasure to have her here on the show today. And, you know, that is just what it's all about. And we are certainly excited about that. So, Tanya McGeorge, an authoress, how about that, Casey? Isn't that a cool deal? That is just totally awesome. And,
isn't it just so fun to talk to folks like Tanya and Bob? I mean, they're so fired up about what they're doing and so excited. Their attitude is just contagious when they're doing stuff like that. So I just absolutely love having guests like that on the show, and whether it's a guest on the show or just somebody you come across that is so fired up about what they're doing, and they're willing to take the risk, right? She was willing to take the time to write that. She's willing to take the risk on starting her business, and it's just a lot of fun to talk to folks like that.
Well, you know, it's probably been one of the best decisions we've made, at least in my world here lately, Casey, to do this radio show, because we're getting right out there with the people like never before. And, you know, I believe it's next week we have another author on the program. I believe it's next week. And this gentleman, is that right? Let me talk to my producer here. My producer is saying yes. Next week we have another author that is going to be on the show that is also going to talk to us about how to go about publishing. And so if it would be very, very wise to tell your friends and neighbors that Monday Morning Motivations is equipping people with some incredible information. In fact, this author, his name is Michael Kenneth Smith. I'm actually holding his book. He was trained as a mechanical engineer and began a successful auto parts business in the early 1980s. He sold his business in the year 2000 and retired. How about that? That's a good thing to do. Since then, he fished, golfed, cooked, played bridge, became a oniophile, whatever that is, I'll have to look that one up, socialized, and even edited a local newspaper. Throughout his journey, Mike had one thing that always came easy to him, and that was telling stories. So in 2013, he decided to share his stories with the world. And he is, and I'm reading his book. I just started reading a Civil War novel called Home Again. And my goodness, he'll be on the show on next week, next Monday, February 23rd. And we are going to have a treat here. Michael K. Smith coming up on Monday Morning Motivations radio here. This is going to be huge. It just keeps getting better and better and better all along here. And I'll have to send this book down to you, Casey, as soon as I'm done with it. So it's going to be shared here. Our connections are really, really paying off nicely. This is a guest that has been put together for us from one of our other friends of our world, and that's Linda O'Connor with O'Connor Communications out of the Chicago, Illinois area, out of Lake Forest, Illinois. And Linda had pulled one of her authors together for us and brought us Michael Smith. And that'll be next Monday morning here. This is huge, folks. And tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your business associates. If you want to learn how to go about writing a book, taking the advice that we got from Tanya this morning and the advice that we're going to get from Michael next week, this is priceless and it doesn't cost a nickel right here on Monday Morning Motivations. And so please tell your friends and neighbors. And if you've ever felt you had a book within you to write, you're going to get ideas even more so this morning. Tanya has helped me solve my challenge. I've been writing a children's book on time management, and I hit a brick wall. I went and hit a total brick wall on this book, Casey. I got about a third of it written, and I was just hitting a brick wall. And Tanya's advice this morning was powerful. I'm going to start writing from the end of the book now, bring it to a conclusion, and then just go back and fill in all the juicy details. So Tanya helped me hugely here today. So it's just, you know, it's reaching out to other people. We don't have all the answers. It's hearing and connecting, and that's what Monday Morning Motivations are all about. I'm motivated, Casey. How about you?
I am. That was exciting. I mean, that's the you're exactly right, Bob. That's the point of doing something like that. If you can get one piece of information, just like you did, that you can take with and run, how great is that, right? I mean,
that one nugget changes everything.
Right.
Well, Casey, you have a great week, and our listeners today, you have a great week too. If you'd ever like to be a guest on our show, listeners, by golly, give us a call. Get a hold of us. Here live, you can call us anytime, 347-989-0932. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have a question or a comment or a thought or a suggestion, we're all about engagement here. So give us a jingle. Offline, you can get a hold of me anytime. 605-450-1955 is my direct line, right to Bob here. 605-450-1955. Give us a call, and we'll get you taken care of, too. So, hey, there we go, Casey. Another great show today here on Monday Morning Motivations. My goodness, we just are really racking it up around here.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun one again next Monday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Casey. Hey, everybody, have a great week. Knock 'em alive out there. Have fun. Thanks for listening and tuning in.